organs. USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirth.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-315-7780. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-315-7780. 1-800-315-7780. 1-800-315-7780.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Welcome back to the program. Tuned in to the Bucket Strategy Investing Show. It's my favorite show, and I'm sure it's Professor Plum's as well. Another hour is looming ahead as we get ready to give you more of the best in money information, taking your calls, etc. Professor Rick Plum joins me. I'm Johnny Dean. We're here from Lucia Capital Group. Naturally, we got a whole lot of things to talk about this hour, including some stuff from last hour involving the 4% rule and strategy and all that. We should have a moment to get to it, but your chance to call in with your money questions is right now. Several lines open right now, and the Brain Trust is ready, standing by for you. You got a money, strategy, question, comment, concern, or if you just want to discuss what your options might be at retirement, that's another thing you could do. You just grab your phone, you give us a call at this number, 877-PLANNER, 877-752-6637. You can also send us your email questions or your email comments. We've gotten through quite of those so far today. You go to wealthed.com, our website, click on the Find Your Answer link. You type us your question, you send it to us, and we will answer. That's what we do here on this program every single day. Wealth education, that's what we try to provide to you every day, and I think we do it very well. You can also contact the Brain Trust off the air. Maybe you're shy, you don't want to call, at Lucia Capital Group, Dr. Professor Plum, or any of the Brain Trust advisors at 800-644-1150. We thank them for sponsoring this program, by the way. You've got the opportunity at WealthEd, Lucia Capital Group, to meet with a Brain Trust advisor. Go over your individual situation. You should know what all your options are. Don't leave anything off the table. And you know that the Brain Trust is there to help you out every step of the way. And they're available to you through a single point of contact. That's Professor Plum or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors. You can reach them at 800-644-1150, the off-air number. On the air, 877-PLANNER. I do have a couple of lines open, but Professor Plum, we have some folks on hold, so we're going to get right into the calls. Again, 877-752-6637. Starting off the hour with Kevin in Poway, California. Hello, Kevin.
Yeah, morning, guys. Glad to be talking to you.
Oh, nice to talk to you. How can we help you?
Yeah, you know, when we're in retirement, and so far life is very good and may it continue, when we have to spend down from our cash side, from our traditional, our Roth IRA, from our investments, and taking care of the tax element, what is the best way? Is it to stick mainly drain down your cash and then go to your investments, take a little out of cash, take a little bit out of the Roth, take a little bit out of the traditional, sell some stocks? How should one be thinking of it?
Well, there is no simple answer to that because everybody's going to be different. It depends on whether you've got Social Security and pensions, whether you've got majority IRA, a little bit of everything. So it's very dependent on you and your overall spending. One of the things we look to do is put assets that create ordinary income, interest primarily, bonds, real estate, passive income investments, things that create taxable ordinary income. Rather than own them personally, we try to own them inside of our IRAs when we're retired, because then the income that's coming from that particular investment is being taxed the same way as it would have been if I owned it personally, except for now it's helping me satisfy my required minimum distribution. I don't give up anything owning them inside the IRA, whereas assets that create qualified dividends, or there's a large return of principal component to it, or it's a long-term capital gain, ultimately a step-up in basis. If possible, I like to own those inside my personal monies, my non-IRA type monies. The Roth is a wild card, and it really depends a little bit on how big the Roth is compared to the overall portfolio. A lot of times we see people that have, call it million-dollar portfolios, and their Roths combined between husband and wife make up $30,000. Well, in that case, it's really not going to do you guys that much good, so we invest it for growth to pass on the largest potential tax-free amount to the kids as we can. Other people, I've seen as much as $600,000 in Roth IRAs. And in that case, putting whatever gives us the highest taxable investment, putting it inside the Roth gives us the highest tax-free investment. So it's very different depending upon what's going on and where we are on the income scale, subject to Social Security taxation, the Medicare surtax, the net investment income tax, the tax bracket we're dealing with. So tell me a little bit about yourself. You are retired now, yes?
Yes, we're retired nicely.
What incomes do you, Social Security, pensions, what incomes do you have not from the portfolio?
We have Social Security.
How much?
I would say a good amount, both of us. I'm reluctant to draw numbers out over the air, guys.
Okay, then I can't tell you how to do your, we can help you off the air then. But the idea is, let's say you had, let's just call it $30,000. I know that's not your number, I'm making it up. And you had, and you needed $60,000 to live. So you need another $30,000 from the portfolio. And in many respects, I'm going to want to take at least a good chunk of that money from the IRA, even though I may not be 70 and a half, because I can take it out and pay no income taxes on it.
Question.
Yeah.
What about taking a part of it from your bucket number one, cash side?
Now we're confusing assets, investments, with tax planning. The money I'm going to take out, whether it be coming from the alternative bucket or the cash bucket, we're going to do the asset allocation first, and then we're going to put the asset location layer on top of it. Now, it also depends on if I'm taking it from my cash account, my bucket number one, and I have majority IRA money, I may use personal money in my bucket number one, which creates very little taxation. I mean, if I have $100,000 and I'm taking $15,000 a year out of it in a bank account, it's earning 5 cents a month or so in interest, I'm spending my own principal, which creates no income tax. It satisfies my monthly bills. But what that does is it allows me room in my tax bracket to convert traditional IRA, bucket number three probably, over to Roth IRA. So by the time I get out to my required minimum distribution area, then I've got the ability to basically satisfy the required minimum distribution fairly easily with what my withdrawal would be to live off of, because my IRA has come down in value. But it is very dependent upon how the structure of the portfolio is currently. And when I say structure portfolio, I don't mean the assets. I don't mean the investments. I mean how much in Roth, how much in tax-deferred IRA, 401k types of plans do we have, how much in personal accounts do we have. That mix is then layered on top of, okay, I need bucket number one, which is going to be a fairly low-earning, safe-type investment. I need, now we look at where do we buy the allocation. Where do we put the investments within the portfolio to give ourselves the tax planning we need? We've already done the asset planning. We've already done the risk management planning. Now let's do the tax planning. And you layer it on top of each other.
Let me tell you, your original statement of saying it's kind of complicated.
But it's fun.
It's raining all these complications down.
But this is the fun part of it.
It's a puzzle.
It is a puzzle. And unfortunately, there is no picture to go off of in creating this puzzle. There are
right.
no rules that say always do this and always do this. And it can morph. And you could have a similar situation as somebody else, and your puzzle will be done differently than them because they have different emotional goals. And that's the fun part.
Would it be one thing that I thought I got out of here is that the RMDs in your traditional, when you take that out, that helps to satisfy income needs as
yes.
well as tax needs. So the traditional IRA has that little tweak to it that should be considered, among other things, in my
Very
situation,
much.
My question.
The required minimum distribution is part of the strategic planning when we talk about asset location. Even though we may not be 70 and a half yet, we may only be 60, 61, 62, we've got several years, We want to look at it in the future and say, how do we avoid the ticking time bomb that would happen if all I do is live off my personal money and don't touch anything in my IRA until I'm 70 and a half? And now I get to 70 and a half and I don't have very much personal money left. I've spent it. And all I have left is IRAs and all my Social Security, and now everything's taxable. If I could have been taking a little early or converting, those are two different options within the plan, then I could have been lower on the required minimum distributions, have more strategic planning going forward. It doesn't change the investments necessarily, but it does change where I buy those investments.
Yeah, that's that's part of what I guess asset location. Kevin, I got to take a break in a second. If you want to hold on,
I'm full. My cup is overflowing, so I'm going to thank you and say hasta la vista, guys.
Thank you, Kevin. All right, we can talk to him a little bit later. You know, this is another big topic we talk about all the time: location of assets. Yes, allocation. You need to allocate them, but there's an even bigger thing that goes around that, which has to do with asset location, and it's just as important.
And a lot of people focus on the allocation, which is a very important part of the overall strategy.
But you can't miss the other part of it.
But it's only part of the strategy, because taxes do play a part. And, you know, people are worried about the required minimum distributions. Well, unless you never need to draw any money out of your portfolio, the required minimum distribution shouldn't be a huge problem. It should be part of the strategy, and you should be looking at it as, hey, I've got to get my income from someplace. I need my portfolio to provide income. I know I'm going to have to do required minimum distributions. Instead of having them butt heads against each other, let's put them together and make them work together.
It's complicated, but that's why we're here, to help you out. Don't try it all by yourself, folks. I think it's nuts. All right, Marcia and Flagstaff, do not go away. That's an order, a direct order to you from me, because we're going to answer your question when we come back. Just a couple of minutes here, and we still have, we have two lines open, 877-PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. We're back right after this.
How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. Because financial needs and goals evolve as life goes on, you need an investment strategy that's adaptable over time. Since its inception, the Lucia Capital Group Bucket Strategy has been refined and enhanced to address many of your changing needs, creating additional opportunities for managing your long-term buckets, options to incorporate non-correlated investments, access to investments to help you manage the risk of outliving your money, and ways to invest for tax efficiency. The Bucket Strategy has a simple structure designed for your income needs today and the potential for growth tomorrow, and is fully customized for each investor. Find out how a bucket strategy can be created just for you, then adapted to align with your goals over time. Schedule a complimentary consultation at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to luciacap.com, luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Napa Know How.
A Napa guy knows that by the foot, there's no better ride than an old station wagon. Room for six people facing forward, two people facing backward, and a whole lot of luggage, lumber, and bicycles haphazardly strapped to the roof. If you can parallel park that beast, you can park anything. And with some quality parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep your land ship running longer, stronger. It's not obsolete. It's a rare treasure. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group, talking to you about your money, answering your money questions, and doing it very, very well, I might add. It's all about strategy here on this program. We will be talking more strategy. Maybe if we can, as I said, 4% rule, is that a good idea? Is it strategy behind it that's a problem? We'll try to cover that if we have time, but naturally, we're here for you, all right? We're here to answer your questions, your money questions, at 877-PLANNER. You can give us a call, talk to us, 877-752-6637. Email's coming up again shortly as well at wealthed.com. Let's move along next to Marcia, Flagstaff, Arizona. Hello, Marcia.
Well, hello. Who am I talking to?
You got the professor and Johnny Dean.
I've got the professor, too?
Yes.
I'm right here, yes.
Of course.
I'm going to ask a question. If my kids hear me, they're going to find a place for mom, all right.
Oh, well, let's see what you got first.
Okay. I don't know why I thought of this. Say my husband, God forbid, passes away, and he's got his IRA money with Lucia Capital, which he does. We do.
Okay.
Anyway, he passes away. What do I do with his IRA money?
Well, probably continue with the same type of plan that you had in place for the two of you. It depends on what's going on. I mean, what you're going to end up doing, are you older or younger than he is?
I'm younger. He's 83. I'm 74.
What you'll do is you'll want to continue. You'll have to finish.
RMD.
You'll have to finish the required minimum distribution for him for that year if it hasn't already been satisfied. And then you'll roll the rest of the money over to an IRA in your name. And you can keep the same investments. You can keep everything exactly as it was before. It's just that now, instead of it being titled in your husband's name as his IRA, it'll be titled in your name as your IRA. And you'll be able to reset the beneficiaries to whoever you want to have on that. And then you don't have to sell anything. You can just transfer the assets in kind from his to yours as your IRA. And then keep taking the money out, because now you have your RMD. It won't be as large as his RMD because you're younger than he is, and everything will work just fine.
You mean it won't be as large to take out the RMD?
No, the RMD for an 80-year-old is more than the RMD for a 70-year-old. Every year, the percentage is slightly higher.
Right.
And so you said you were younger by several years, and so the if it's $100,000, the RMD for him may be, $5,800, but it may only be $4,800 for you.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever the number is.
I sure miss Chris Lloyd. He was the cutest little southern boy.
Well, he's still there in Scottsdale.
Yeah, but he doesn't do the same job. He's a doll. He's a sweetheart.
I don't know if I'd call him cute, but...
Well, I would. There are very few people. And Chris, I'll tell you what. I mean, Chris is...
He knows his stuff.
He knows his stuff, yeah. Let me ask you, Marcia, what is your main concern? Is it just what you just didn't know what the next step is once it became
if
yours
it happens.
Or what?
Right. And I remember listening to you guys 2 years ago when you said both of us die, then the kids don't have to leave it in the IRA. They can take it.
Well, the kids can do whatever they want. If you name them as the direct beneficiary of your IRA, and then, unfortunately, God forbid, as you said, something happens to you, then they get to take the money out any way they want because they're the direct beneficiary. It'll be split in the number of beneficiaries there are, and they can do whatever they want with it. If you
yes, and that was news to me. I heard that 2 or 3 years ago, and I thought, I didn't know that.
So if you want to control it and make sure that they can't blow it, then you would want to do some advance planning and actually use a trust as the beneficiary after you're gone and have somebody other than one of them as the trustee so that the trustee can either give it to them or not give it to them as the trustee's discretion based on what you've written down that you want to see happen.
Oh, yeah, I do know that. Yeah, they're all great girls.
Well, that's
the one
good.
Is the trustee.
That's good.
You call them trust.
Well, they're beneficiaries.
Or... What's a
trust? The trustee is the person, if you have a trust, the trustee is the person that's in charge of managing and running the trust. And so it doesn't have to be a beneficiary. It can be somebody completely different.
I was thinking of a word that ended in trix.
The executrix. That's
what's
more
that?
On the will side. That's for somebody who's helping the assets go through the probate process, the executrix, the executor of a will. It's similar, but it's using different documentation is all.
So, and then there's no trust, or can you just keep that same trust?
Well, you can have an executrix tricks of your will and a trustee of your trust. They can be the same person. They can be different people. Usually it's the same person. And if you have a trust, you still have a will. So you can have them be coordinated with the same person being the executor and the trustee of the same. So they basically can do it nice and coordinated together. So this is all just estate planning and, crossing the T's and dotting the I's.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, you must admit that was a pretty stupid question I have for you.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all.
No, hey, Marcia, listen, that's not let me tell you, very few people really know this stuff and pay attention to it. We know it because we work with it every day and we talk to people about it. But no, listen, that's not stupid at all. This is why we're here, okay?
Well, for 15, 17 years I've been listening to you guys.
Well, thank you very much.
Wow, that's a lot. You've been with us since
then. How is Mr. Lucia?
He's doing just fine, having fun. He's playing in the band again.
That's right.
He got the band back together.
Hey, listen, Marcia, I got to take some more calls. If you have any other questions, please, you can hold on, and we can talk to you a little bit more off the air. We got some other folks on hold that we're going to get to. So hold on, and we'll be happy to explain anything at all that you want. Now, those are not, especially Professor Plum, when you get into estate planning questions.
There's lots going on, and the names get confusing. And so, executrix, executor, trustee, how do they go together? Do they go together? Are they the same person? Are they different jobs?
Yes. Now,
grantee.
Yeah, and that's another topic that we try to cover on this program as often as we can. Her original question had to do with
what happens if her husband passes away?
Right. Now, if I heard her correctly, he's 83, and I think she said she's 73.
Yes, she's
in her 70s. 70-something, and so she's quite a bit younger. She didn't know what to do as far as if he died. Does she have to perform anything? Does the investments change? Does she all of a sudden have to be in charge of everything?
Well, yes, she will be in charge of everything unless something else has been done to take that away from her. But as long as she is the named beneficiary of his account, which is very common, it just comes to her. He will still have a required minimum distribution for the year he passes away. And so whether he passes away on January 2nd or December 31st, there's a required minimum distribution for that year. That's why I actually advocate, if possible, taking it earlier in the year to get it over with so that, unfortunately, if something does happen, the heirs can then just take the money and roll it into their own IRA or into a beneficiary IRA, depending upon spouse or non-spouse. Mm-hmm. And then they start their required minimum distribution the following year. The same thing's going to happen with
Marcia. Now, Marcia would have a different, as you said, required minimum distribution, being quite a bit younger than, let's just say if it's 10 years or so, her required minimum distribution would be different. So once hers starts, it's going to actually be lower.
Right, but if she's pulling X amount of dollars out of the portfolio right now to live
off of, she may want to keep doing it.
She'll probably keep taking that same amount of money out, maybe want to increase the amount of money coming out of the portfolio because one of the
Social
Securities
will
go
away.
Away.
Yeah, exactly.
And so the amount of money coming out is probably already set up to satisfy the RMD. I know who set it up, so I know that that was taken into consideration.
Absolutely it was. And we will vouch for Chris Lloyd. What a great guy. All right, we're going to stay in Phoenix. Carl, don't go away. Going to give you plenty of time to ask your question, and we will answer it as well just on the other side. Hang on just a couple of minutes here. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Other folks on hold. We'll get to everybody when we come back. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. Don't go away.
How would you rate your financial literacy? Is there more that you can do and more you should do to educate yourself about investing?
The November 2015 S&P Global Financial Literacy Survey determined that 2 in 3 adults worldwide are considered illiterate regarding their knowledge of basic financial concepts. The United States ranked only 14th worldwide in financial literacy.
So where can you go for information and guidance? Where can you build your knowledge base to help you make informed financial decisions?
WealthEd.com is the website focused on financial literacy and wealth education. WealthEd.com features an extensive on-demand video content library for education, planning, and advice that you can access for free.
WealthEd.com's original and exclusive programming features Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professionals and retirement planning strategists.
WealthEd.com.
Online, on demand, WealthEd.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, October 5th, and that's the Rite Aid 1 of 65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event Wednesday, October 5th. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Welcome back to the program. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. It's Bucket Strategy Investing. We're here for you every day answering your phone calls. We will get to as many emails as we can and phone callers. Just give us a call right now because we still have three lines open. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Let's move next to Carl in Phoenix, Arizona, as promised. Hello, Carl.
Hi there. Easy question. I turned 70 and a half on November 5th. I have two brokerage accounts, IRA accounts, with two different brokerage houses.
Okay.
The first one tells me I need to pay $9,000 for a minimum distribution based on the amount. I took out around $12,000 to pay for some expenses January, February. I'm assuming that money will apply to minimum distribution, or do I have to notify them some other way? No. Prior to taking it out.
When did you get the notice that $9,000 was your RMD?
Oh, about a month or so ago.
Okay, so your IRA is in the $300,000 range with them, not, you know, $900,000.
Correct.
Yeah, so that...
Correct, right.
The money you've already taken out this year is helping satisfy, has actually already satisfied the RMD from that account.
Okay, now the follow-up question is, I have an account with another brokerage house, and I'll need a little bit more, probably around $10,000, $11,000. Will the excess of that $12,000, can I apply to the second brokerage house?
Yeah, so let's say you have a $9,000 RMD from this account, and you have a $10,000 RMD from the other account. So combined, you have a $19,000 required minimum
Correct.
Distribution for 2016. It doesn't
Yes.
matter which account the $19,000 comes from. You can take it in
Okay.
any amount you want from either one, as long as the combined distributions
Good.
From the two accounts exceeds $19,000, meets or exceeds. So it doesn't. You can
Excellent.
Take all 19 from the current account you were talking about, not take anything the other, assuming they're both
No.
IRAs in your name.
Okay, and then the third question is, because I turned 70 and a half on November 5th, do I have to take all that money out this year, or I think I can let it ride into next year?
You do. This is your very first required minimum distribution.
Right.
And we're talking about the 2016 required minimum distribution. So you've already satisfied a good chunk of it by taking the 12 out earlier this year. Even though you took it out before you were 70 and a half, that doesn't matter. They go by the year you turned 70 and a half.
Okay.
So 2016 is a year. Your very first one, this year's, the 2016
okay.
RMD for you, can be postponed until April 1st of next year, anytime up till April 1st of next year. So if you had another $7,000-$8,000 to go and you didn't want to hit the taxes this year, you'd rather push the taxes into next year, you could take the remaining balance of your 2016 RMD out first quarter of next year. But then next year, remember, you still have a 2017 RMD that has to come out during 2017 to avoid the penalty.
Correct, yeah.
So yes.
All right, so that takes care of it. I can mix and match the two yep. different brokerage houses.
Yeah, as long as they're okay. IRAs and they're both in your name, Carl, it doesn't matter. You could
yes.
take as much as you want out of one, and it will satisfy all of your IRAs.
Yeah. Is there any legislation out there to sort of stop this required minimum distribution? Because I'm sure a lot of us don't want to take the money out, but
yeah.
I haven't really heard of anything.
The only thing I've heard of, and it hasn't really been gaining any traction lately, is postponing the required date to age 75. That has not gotten very
okay.
far. We'll see if
mm-hmm.
it ever comes around.
Okay.
It is what it is, and enjoy the money.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that are in the same boat, Carl, where they say, I don't need this. I would prefer to allow this to just continue tax deferred. Now, the good news is that when you take a required minimum distribution, you don't have to, if you like the underlying securities in the IRA, you don't have to sell them out. So a lot of people, I think, believe you have to, which you don't.
Now, the other thing, Carl, that you might want to look at doing is because you don't like the RMD, is look at the tax bracket that you're in now. And if you have room in the current tax bracket over and above what the RMD is to take more money out and still pay the same tax bracket, it may be that you want to start doing conversions and move it over to Roth IRAs. Because if you're going to pay, let's say you're in the 25% tax bracket and you're going to be in the 25% tax bracket for the rest of your life anyway, you may want to use that bracket and get the money over to a Roth IRA so that when you pass away and you leave it to your spouse, they're not going to have to pay taxes on it. Or maybe your kids.
I wasn't aware that I could still use Roth. Okay.
You can as long as it's over and above the RMD. So let's say as in our example, we were using a $19,000 required minimum distribution from your accounts. As long as the $19,000 in value comes out and stays in your personal name, if you wanted to take another $1 to $1 million or whatever dollars you want and move that excess money to a Roth IRA, that is totally legal. You just can't move the RMD portion to a Roth IRA.
Right. Gotcha. And then I would just pay capital gains and whatever I move.
You would pay ordinary income.
Yeah, it's ordinary income out of the IRAs. But yes,
All right, gentlemen. Thank you. That's something I'll look into.
Carl, thank you for the call. Hold on if you need some more help with this. We'll be happy to talk to you about it. Not that you would recommend anybody taking $1 million necessarily out of their IRAs and converting it into a Roth. Well, okay, I suppose. But still, even then, the tax considerations would be.
It's always there. You have to, and whether or not he wants to use that 25% bracket in my example depends kind of on who's going to pay it ultimately. If it's a surviving spouse, I probably would do it. If it's my kids and they're in a lower income tax bracket, maybe I wouldn't. I'd let them pay the tax at the 15% bracket rather than me paying it at the 25, if that were the case.
We need to explain, too, Professor Plum, what you just said regarding above and beyond the required minimum distribution, putting that into the Roth. Let's say he wanted to put $20,000 into a convert $20,000 into a Roth, get it into there somehow. And he's got a $20,000 required minimum distribution. What does he have to do?
Well, he'd have to take $39,000 out of his traditional IRA. 19 that goes into his personal account, whether it be brokerage or a bank account, whatever.
Just out of the IRA.
IRAs, right. Totally. Yeah. And then 20,000, if that's the number he wanted to convert, it goes to the Roth. It has to be an amount in excess of the Roth, RMD. And he said, and what we found out very early on this, too, was let's say he hadn't taken anything out of his IRAs yet, and he's postponing the distribution for the RMD until next year, first quarter of next year. You can't do a conversion this year and then postpone the first required minimum distribution until the next quarter, until the first quarter of next year. They don't go for that.
So
they're not giving you one more year to do a big conversion.
So he couldn't do a $20,000 Roth conversion this year
and postpone the $19,000 RMD until next year. Because what they're going to do is they're going to say that first $19,000 that came out was RMD. Oh, you put it into a Roth? No. That's an excess contribution. We're going to penalize you 6% for that every year you leave it in there. So take it out. The money that comes out of the IRA is first going to be considered required minimum distribution.
Yeah. So that's true. Now, they won't know this till after the year is over. So here's what has to happen. Let's say you do this and you take 20,000, let's call it 20, 20,000 out. You have a $20,000 required minimum distribution, and you take 20 and you roll it into a Roth IRA. Now, so far, you're okay. However,
if you don't do the required...
You must, before the end of the year...
Before the end of the year, in this case.
Before the end of the year, you must take $20,000 and remove it from the IRA and put it into your... into your taxable column.
You cannot do a conversion by itself in the year that you have a required minimum distribution. We're only talking about the first year of your required minimum
distribution. Yes, the rest of the time you have to do it that year.
You cannot do a Roth and postpone the RMD in the same year. It doesn't work. You have to do the RMD. If you do a Roth conversion in the first year of your required minimum distribution, you cannot convert or you cannot defer your RMD until the first quarter of next year.
They never really told us why you can't.
Us that any money coming out will first be considered RMD.
Right, but I'm saying why you can't take your required minimum distribution.
Because it's beneficial to us, John.
Well, yeah, that we know that's the real reason, but I just wonder what the political, what the ramifications would be.
Because that allows too much money to go into Roth IRAs to accumulate on a tax-deferred, tax-free basis.
Which is good for us. We can't have that.
Yes, that's what I said. It's beneficial to us.
Why don't they just come out and say that? Why don't they just come right out and say, Congress, just come right out and say it. Say, look, we don't like you guys, all right? We like you every 4 years. We tell you what you want to hear about every 4 years.
They're not telling me what I want to hear. 6 years
if you're a senator, 2 years if you're a representative. But yes, we will tell you what you want to hear. We will pretend to like you. But listen, if you look at our legislation, we don't care about you. All right.
If we look at the way we run our offices, we don't care about the American public.
We don't care. Our whole point is to just get reelected so that we can, you know, have our nice lives and do what we want to do. See, I wouldn't like it, but at least the honesty might be appreciated. All right? And then we might actually get people in who would say, hey, why not allow them to take the required minimum distribution and convert it over to a Roth? It's beneficial. It could actually work. All right?
But that doesn't happen right now. Not in our world
right now. All right, 877 Planner, PLANNER, and Tim. Oh, okay, we got to take a break. So hold on, Tim. Tim in Las Vegas, Nevada. Stick around. We're going to get to your question here when we come back. It'll just be a couple of moments. So you too must hang on. And we still have 2-3 lines open. We'll try to get to as many calls here as we can before the top of the hour. And that just got me riled up enough that I may not be able to read the trivia for today.
I'll do it for you.
No. We're going to take Tim's call and tell you what's coming up. 877 Planner, our number, PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group, talking strategy with you and more when we come back.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes and retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity. So I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
We got some folks on hold. We're going to get to everybody here before the top of the hour, so do not go away. Emails, you can send them to us at our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. All right, as promised, we've got Tim standing by in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hello, Tim.
How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay. I've got probably a, kind of an unusual question for you. About a year and a half ago, I was diagnosed with cancer, and I had major surgery done. And after they ran the pathology, they put me on palliative care, and I'm classed as stage four. So the prognosis isn't real great, but it's a slow-growing cancer. And statistically, the surgeons and doctors are telling me I got about probably close to a year and a half, 2 years left to go here. No disappointments. I've had a great life. But I worry about my wife and survivor benefits. I'm 62 years old now, and I'm on disability, and I'm just wondering, you know, as this rolls forward, I'm trying to do estate planning and all of this, and wondering about Social Security, what should I be looking at doing as if things don't work out? And I'm very hopeful that, you know, with all the developments in cancer, this won't be an issue. But
right.
Hope for the best, plan for the worst.
How old is your wife?
She's younger than me. She's 42.
Okay. Any kids, your dependents?
Yes.
How old are they?
Yeah. I have grown children from my first marriage. I have one in college now and a 12-year-old.
Okay, so the 12-year-old should be receiving a benefit now, correct?
Yes.
Now, is your wife working or is she a stay-at-home?
Well, she's in between careers. She was working more in the oil industry, and she's going to nursing now and probably has another couple years to finish that up.
So for now, she should be applying. For now, she should be applying for a benefit as well. She should be applying for a child and care benefit, and it will reduce your daughter's benefit slightly, but the overall increase will be more than what your daughter's receiving between the two of them. So that'll get some money going through here, and that's
okay.
While you're on disability, that'll work. Unfortunately, when you pass away, your daughter will continue to receive her benefit, and your wife will continue to receive a benefit until your daughter is 16. But once your daughter turns 16, she'll continue to get it until she's 18 or gets out of high school. But your wife will go through what's commonly referred to as a blackout period, where she's not eligible for Social Security until she's at least 60 years of age. And at 60 years of age, she would then become eligible for a widow's benefit. It would be a reduced number from what you are currently receiving. It would be roughly 70% of what you're receiving. So if she goes back to work and she's working, she may actually end up earning a benefit larger than what yours is. And then we can mix and match which benefit she takes. But if she wants to get the same dollar amount that you're currently receiving, she'll have to wait until she's 67 years of age, assuming they don't change the rules by then, to get the full benefit of the widow's benefit and be single, too.
Okay, but now I'm on disability, so I'm not receiving Social Security.
You're receiving Social Security disability, right?
Oh, yes.
So you are receiving your Social Security benefit. And so,
okay.
And so that's why your daughter is able to receive a benefit. You're receiving a Social Security benefit, whether it's a retirement benefit or a disability benefit. That's not the issue. It's the fact that it's one of those that means your daughter is eligible for a benefit. It also means that your wife, who is not working, who's caring for your daughter, will also be eligible for a benefit. And at least until the daughter turns 16, the daughter that will get it until she's 18 or out of high school. But then your daughter won't be eligible for a benefit any longer than that. And your wife won't be eligible for a benefit until at least age 60. Then we have to look at, if she does go into nursing and she does make money, then we just pick and choose which benefit's better for her at which time.
Okay. All right. Well, that's very helpful then.
Yeah. Hey, Tim, I'm sorry about that. If you want to hang on, we can give you maybe a little bit more strategies if you want. I got to get to one more call, but if you have some more questions or you need some more guidance on this, please hold on and we'll be happy to talk to you about this. It's an unfortunate situation, but
right.
Tim,
but he's
hoping
doing
for the
thing.
Best, but he's doing the right thing, and that's exactly what you have to do. So please, Tim, hold on, and good luck to you, my friend. Man, oh man. We got time. Ben is next in Scottsdale, Arizona. Hello, Ben.
Hey, Ben. Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, thanks. How can we help you today?
Well, I've had a few clients with the same concern that your client or your caller, Carl Phoenix, about how they can defer RMDs.
Right.
And recent legislation from the Treasury Department allowed an IRA owner to defer 25% up to $125,000 of their IRA until age 85.
To a qualified longevity annuity contract, right.
Right. That's what I was wondering if you had discussed that.
I didn't discuss them because I think they stink. The qualified longevity annuity contract is designed to make sure that a person doesn't run out of money if they live too long. It takes money basically out of the IRA area and then says, we'll start a guaranteed income for you when you're 85 years old and we'll give it to you for as long as you live after that. But the ones that I've seen, I'm not going to say I've seen every one, but I've seen several, they basically pay nothing. They earn nothing. They don't do anything. And so there's really two types of people. A person that needs income and wants to make sure they don't run out of income, and that person's not worried about required minimum distributions because they're already taking distributions from their IRA and they're trying to find a way to guarantee that it lasts forever. And then there's a person who doesn't need income, and they're the ones that are worried about the RMD because they don't take any money from their IRAs, and so they're not going to run out of money. And they're worried about the RMD because they don't want the money. And so the contract is designed for somebody that is worried about running out of money, and they're not worried about the RMD. And the rate of return is abysmal on these contracts that I've seen. In fact, it's not even a rate of return for most people. You don't even get your own money back. So if that's the case, the best way to reduce your RMD is to lose money. And I just don't go for that. That's my opinion.
Okay.
But that's why we didn't bring it up, Ben.
Yeah, I don't like them.
Yeah, we really don't care for them. We wouldn't necessarily recommend them. But I'm out of time for the hour, Ben. If you want to talk more about this, you can. If you want to hang on, I got to end the hour for the news. Qualified longevity annuity contracts. I mean, there's really the people who are they're supposed to help don't need them.
Right. The whole idea of deferring the retirement income, guaranteeing that I have some retirement in the future, they're not worried about RMDs.
Now, you see, you got all riled up. I didn't get a chance to get myself all riled up on my issues, all right? Maybe tomorrow. If you need the brain trust for Professor Plum or any of the advisors from Lucia Capital Group off the air, You can get in touch with them at their off-air number, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. For Professor Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.